All right, I'm here with one of the projects here at the Canadian Rockies Science Fair. What's your name?
Eli Machamp.
And what grade are you in?
5.
Tell us a little bit about your project. It has to do with growing garlic in snow in Banff National Park.
Yeah, so we got 4 different types of snow, some closer to the roads, some farther away. One was right beside the highway, and one was in town where cars park, and then another was 100 meters from the highway. Then another one was way in the backcountry.
What was the purpose of collecting snow from different places?
We wanted to see if the polluted snow closer to the roads was toxic to plants near the area.
So why did you pick garlic as sort of your test subject?
Garlic is all genetically the same, and there's also wild garlic in Banff, and it only needs water.
Interesting. So what did you find out?
The ones closer to the roads didn't grow as well as the ones further away, so that means it does have an effect on it.
Emma, grade 6. We are doing a project on if the Bow River or the Bow Falls could power the town of Banff.
And who's we?
My partner, Simon.
Why did you decide to do a project on this?
Because we wanted to see if we could make Banff more natural powered.
Awesome. And what did you find out? Could the Bow River power the town of Banff?
It couldn't power the whole town of Banff, but it could take out some of the fossil fuels that we use. The Bow River is lower and frozen during the winter, so we can't use the power during then, but we can use this in the summer.
But you'd obviously have to build something on the river then.
We would try and disguise the water mill as a rock.
And it looks like you've got kind of a small scale sample of what you're trying here?
Yeah, it's sagging now because the cardboard's watered down, but it did work and it generated 0.12 volts of power, so it was an accomplishment.
Taylor Palko, a grade 9. We're testing certain fruits for electricity and comparing them to different objects like AA batteries, AAA batteries, lightning, light bulbs, outlets, anything that you'll find in a house.
And who's we?
Myself and Eric, my partner, isn't here right now.
What did you find out?
It obviously would take a lot of fruits to make certain objects like batteries, but we did find out that places in Europe are already using compost to create electricity for use, and lots of companies throw out billions of fruits each year just because of the way they look or the shapes, and if we were able to use those for electricity, it would be awesome.
Right on. Is there a type of fruit that generates more electricity than other types?
We found out that apples and bananas create the most voltage than limes and lemons.
Oh, right on. Well, thanks for chatting with me, and good luck, Taylor.
For sure. Thank you.